very few things in this life surprise the shit out of me anymore, except for me. Now, when I set off on this journey a long time ago to get good with myself, I didn't know it was going to have all kinds of twists and turns, bumps, and all kinds of bullshit. But here I am. Years later, if you'd ask me, well, if you'd asked me years ago, is what I meant to say, that I was going to be doing massage and stuff like that, even though I've always had a passing interest in it, if you'd asked me then, Philip, I see you in a spot where you're going to be doing good at this, I'd have told you you're on crack, smoking that shit, some kind of shit, weed, something, and I'd have called you a liar to your damn face. Fast forward to now, excuse me, I had to hiccup real quick. Fast forward to now, I just amaze myself. There's so many things I want to do in this life, and living up to my nature is what I really want to do. And the past couple of days, that's all I've been reading about is human nature. Human nature being what calls to us. What do we fight within ourselves in order to be good with ourselves, in order to move forward to, be good with ourselves. So I've noticed in the last couple of days, I've been writing in my journal, and I love my journal writing. I've told myself that, hey, you know what? Won't you just cut the shit out and just live by your nature? When you're you, when you do your writing, when you do your podcasting, when you help people, well, not help everybody. I've learned not to. Part of my nature has been not to help every goddamn body, and that's okay. When I live by my nature, I'm happy. Well, no, fuck that. I'm not happy. I feel very joyful. There's a certain energy it gives me just living with my purpose. It's a beautiful thing, folks. I'm not gonna lie. Anyway, I'm sorry. This is Big Daddy coming at you for the Big Daddy Forever podcast. My bad. I just wanted to jump in because I don't have that much time. I told myself I'm going to do shorter podcasts, little bits and pieces, and here it is. So a lot of my family asked me lately, how is it that you've done all these things? How have you picked yourself up and just moved forward? You got to. There's a lot of things that happen in this life. Things happen whether you want them to or not, and it becomes a matter of how you choose to go from there. For a while, I chose to, I guess, wallow in my shit, pick up on my vices and move forward with those. It's because I didn't give a shit. I didn't give a shit about myself. I didn't give a shit about what other people thought. I didn't give a shit who I hurt. I didn't give a shit who didn't like it or not. But little by little, I was hurting my damn self. And now I realize that I was living very foolishly. But I did learn. I learned that you can't live not by your nature, because if you don't, you're asking for trouble. For instance, I would always hang around a lot of neighborhood folks, stuff like that back then, because that's what we do. That's why we do cause trouble and go drink, party, and all that shit, and be little badasses, test the waters and everything. And sometimes testing those waters got us into a lot of goddamn trouble. But deep down, for me, I can't speak for them. For me, my gut instinct kept telling me, this ain't you. Don't do this, please. Don't do this. Don't do that. That's not us. But in order to be part of the crowd, in order to, you know, want to be accepted back then, like all kids do, I did what I did. Did I learn some valuable lessons? Yes. Did I have fun during that time? I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, I did. I had a lot of fun. And I don't regret none of it that I did. But if you'd asked me if I had the chance to go back and change any of that, I probably wouldn't, except for maybe one thing. Yeah, I've learned that don't miss out on opportunities. When you miss out on opportunities, you do learn that lesson of not to miss them again. But this is an opportunity I wish I would have just taken. I might get more into that later on. But in the meantime, folks, trust your gut, trust your instinct, trust it all. If life is trying to move you in a certain direction, and if you're constantly resisting because you're in your head, damn, I don't know if I want to do this. I don't have the money. I don't have this. I don't have that. I don't. Don't do that to yourself. Pick it up, whatever opportunity it is, and run forward with that shit. It's scary. Nobody in this world likes the unknown. And that's part of the problem with people, why they can't move forward with their life and why they can't do the things that they're supposed to do. They're afraid of the consequences. They're afraid of, well, what if this happens? What if something bad happens? What if something right happens? What if you're supposed to pick up your pieces and move on from everyone and everything? What if the pieces that you have left in your life, what if you're meant to start over? couple of my friends and some family members recently are going through divorce. One of my sisters, she's moving on. I watch her. I watch her on social media. No, I haven't really haven't had a chance to talk to her because she's doing her thing. So I'm giving her her space. She knows who she is. Yeah, divorce is hard. It's fucking tough. You question yourself. You question every fucking thing about you. Did I do this right? Could I have done this more? Could I have done? You don't know. You seriously don't know. No matter how much time and effort you put into that relationship, you just don't know. All you can do is work with what you have and hope for the best. But there comes a time where sometimes your best is best to move on. No matter how much heart and love that you put into somebody, it's not always your fault because it takes two to tango. If two people who are married are not on the same page, yeah, it could lead to disaster. But sometimes that divorce, moving on from each other, is probably what you need. Deep down, yeah, deep down it sucks. Like I said, you question yourself. I know I did. During my two divorces, I questioned the fuck out of myself. I actually know the first one I questioned the hell out of. Second one, I didn't. I'm so fucking happy. I shouldn't say that. Hell, she was probably happy to move on from my ass because we just didn't mesh after a while. There was a certain things about us that didn't work, and we both had a calling to move on to something different. I did. She did. End of story. First marriage, same thing. There was something more I was supposed to experience, and that led to the divorce, but things happened the way they did. Shouldn't have happened, but they did. Get where I'm going with this? Things happen whether you want them to or not, folks. Follow your nature. Your nature could be right underneath your damn nose. It could be calling you, drop kicking you, slapping your goddamn forehead, holding your damn nose, leading you in the right direction, but you're going to resist. You're going to pull back. You're going to be like, look, don't do that. Don't do that. I'm scared. I'm learning now not to say no to opportunities no more. I will run somebody the fuck over. Man, I'm serious. I skipped out on so many opportunities, either of my doing or someone else's doing. And no more. That's all I'm going to say. No more. I'm not missing not one single opportunity no more. If it's a chance to dance with a pretty girl or even kiss her or something, shit, I'm going to take it. If it's a chance for me to pack up like I did last time, move to a different city so I can try something new, I'm going to do it. When I follow my gut like that, good things happen. Matter of fact, it's like the world just like says, okay, you're taking a chance. I'm taking a chance on you too. Let's go. And go I go. So please, folks, whatever you do, live by your gut. It will not steer you wrong. Not one single solitary damn bit. Why won't it steer you wrong? Because it's you. If you can't trust yourself to do the right thing, who can you trust? Can you trust someone outside of your family? You don't need anything outside of yourself other than what's inside of yourself. Everything that what you need, your strength, your will, your speed, all that shit. If you're an athlete, hell yeah. What do you do? If you're an athlete, okay, let's take it from an athletic perspective. I'm athletic. I've been in sports all my life. The times I really absolutely needed to level up, I executed certain plans. I saw what was working, dumped what wasn't. I would ask coaches, hey, could you watch me run real quick? Can you watch me do this? Can you watch me lift this bar? Can you watch me roll around on the ground real quick in this grappling contest? Can you show me what I'm doing? And they would say, well, no, you're doing everything right. But deep down, I knew something was wrong. So I would observe myself performing these actions. And I was like, oh, this is what's wrong. This is what's wrong. This is what I'm doing wrong. This I need to adjust this. I need to do this. And I would, you know, make those changes. And then the next time, the coach would be like, oh, yeah, you improved. Yeah, and I asked you, some bitch, if there's something I can improve on. But you know, you're okay. Stupid ass. Anyway, self-observation always works. Goddamn. Crack myself up, man, I tell you. Folks, I love you. I'm glad you're here on this ride with me. To all the people who ask me, who keep asking me, hey, Big Daddy, what do you got planned for the Big 52? I'm going to tell you like I tell everybody else. Just wait. Is it going to be something big? I don't know. Is it going to be something small? I don't know. Just wait. I'm just getting warmed up. When I, on my 50th birthday, when I jumped off that plane, when I said, I'm just getting started, I really meant that. That was in my nature, to jump off that damn plane, to take a risk. And taking risks has always been in my nature. It's when I listen to everybody else, when I listen to their doubts. Do you really think, how many of y'all experience this when they, when someone says, well, don't you think you should be doing this? Don't you think you should? No, that's what you think. And I don't give a fuck. If you want to do it that way, then you do it that way. If you would like me to observe something and you want me to see if this works a certain way, then tell me. Don't tell me, don't you think you should? No. No, because I, every time people found out the hard way lately, no, why don't you do it that way? This is the way I'm going to do it, because this is feels what, this is what feels good to me. It's all about what feels good to you, folks. It's funny because I was listening to I was watching Star Trek last night, the first one to reboot, when two Spocks met, and old school Spock, I remember him saying, instead of doing what's logical, do what feels good. And that hit. That really hit. For some reason, I woke up from a dead ass sleep and I looked at the TV at that moment. I'm like, okay, do what feels good. And what's going to come in Project 52? Yes, that's what I'm calling it. No, actually, no, this is Project 51. I'm going to steal DC Comics idea, the new 52. And the new 52 means I'm going to live by my nature. I'm going to do what feels good. I'm going to cut out everything that's not good for me, be it people, places, or things. No fucks given, because I want to level up. I want to do the rest of my life what feels good. And so should you. Folks, don't hold yourself back just because people try to put doubt in your damn head and your heart. Fuck them. If people are doing that to you, are they good for you? Ask yourself that. Now, Big Daddy got to get going. I got to go massage my next client. I love you all. Thank you for listening. And for, if you have any questions, you know how to hit me up. Some of you have been doing that. Now, thank you. We've been having some good conversations, but I got to get going. Cool. I love you all. Have a good rest of your beautiful April 15th day. I got 11 more days on my birthday. Oh, yeah. Get ready. As always, mwah! Peace.